Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, to another exciting episode of Dubwise Talk. I am Judah Dara, your host, and I am so pleased, I am so pleased to present tonight and to introduce to others tonight Sister Renata Bell and her beloved husband, Dennis Bell. They are a team in a business that is owned. I urge all Africans in the Atlanta area to support them. We will be discussing what they do shortly. I see we have a caller also in the area code of 678. We see you. We will be with you. But before we proceed, I will let you hear this announcement from Hunan Imports.
Greetings, Aquava. Hunan Imports. Hunan Imports. Hunan Imports. They are located at 6971 North Sheridan Road, Chicago, Illinois, 60626. This two-room garden level shop specializes in arts and crafts, body care products, and clothing, mostly from Kenya and West and Central Africa. They also specialize in authentic hand-carved wood masks that have the spirit infused in them, alongside the bags made of kente cloth and knit Rastafarian tapestry carved wood jewelry. The body products include several kinds of pure unrefined shea butter, as well as black soap made from the ashes of leaves, bark, and cocoa pods, mixed with shea butter or palm oil, then cured, which is noted for its deep cleansing properties. Aside from that, Hunan Imports exudes an ambiance that is one to remember. Do yourself a favor. Take some time and go over to Hunan Imports, located at 6971 North Sheridan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60626, and see who I call Doc, Brother Al Hunan. You'll be glad you did.
And we are black. We are black with the beautiful and sensational artist Renata Bell and her talented husband Dennis Bell. Let's receive them with the word, with a great big hey. How you feeling? Yay!
Hey, thank you. Yay.
Now, just for starters, I just want to correct it. Christopher Bell.
Give thanks, brother. Give thanks. You are the co-owners of Smudge Prints Photography, Hairstyles, Makeup. Can you tell us about that, either one of you?
Well, Smudge Prints is a photography studio and / makeup studio where we team up together to provide avant-garde imagery for fine art portraits. And Renata lends her talents to, you know, the faces of models and even male clients that would like to have their face painted and kind of transformed in a way, very artistically.
Yes, it's not, that's the, I guess, what you would read in the about section on a website. It's definitely more than that. You know, we seek to reach your soul. You know, it's all about transformation. And yes, we do have male clients that come because it's about becoming that king and that queen that actually lies within you and bringing that on the outside. And we, as people, don't often get the opportunity to really show who we are. And that's important. So people come to us, and it affords them the opportunity to do so.
You know, that is interesting to me because I'm sitting here and I'm drawing a parallel between the African sisters and brothers back in the homeland, how they adorn their faces with tribal markings and tribal paint. And they do it with ceremonies, and they have very exquisite designs that only African people can adorn. And so it seems intrinsically inside of you, you brought that phenomenon to existence over here in the West.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And it's so funny because that was never, what's the word? It was never the inspiration, but I think you hit it right on the head. It's intrinsic, you know. It's rooted
yeah.
Within, and yeah. It naturally came out. So I agree with you on that, definitely.
Wow, that's profound that the ancestors can manifest themselves in many, many ways to let us know where we are. Let me ask you about your early life. What was art like in your homes? Both of you can answer that question. Who were the artists in your homes?
Oh, art, it's so funny with art in my life. I can't even tell you where it started and where it ends, because it's kind of like it's been a circle, a full circle. I've always been a very artistic person, but both my parents were as well, and they had their own, strength within, their art, but
yes. We
encouraged each other to explore different kinds of art.
Yes.
So it's kind of like ever since I can remember, it's been a part of my upbringing, and it's always been encouraged, So it's just, we are art. I am art.
So how did your parents express themselves artistically?
My father, he's a great cartoonist. Well, actually, I can't even say cartoonist. He used to make us coloring books when we were kids. And he was free-handed. He can draw anything. It's pretty awesome. He's very, very talented. And my mother, she dabbled in all kinds of art, sculpture. But she focused mainly on painting. She loved to paint. She was very into, African artistry. And she, everything that she did was art. I mean, if you walk into our home, you'll see that as soon as you walk in, it's art everywhere. And it's not just pieces, but our home actually is a work of art. And it was the same way for me growing up. So this is a very natural thing.
So that kind of home life lends itself toward the richness that you display. And how about you, Dennis?
I really got my start or exposure to art from my grandfather. And he was an artist himself. And just seeing the artwork that he had displayed within his home, he always used to buy me sketchbooks. I still have some. He still has some of the sketchbooks that he bought me a long time ago, showing me, the basic techniques of drawing. And that really opened up my eyes to, just the world of art and just being artistic and expressing myself.
What a beautiful harmony you two have. And I'm so honored to have both you on, showing Africans how we can harmonize with opposite sex and become one and manifest and be successful. I am so honored to have you on. Let me ask you about the piece or the event that resonated in your soul for the first time. How old were you and what was that event?
Chris and I actually had a talent agency several years back. And we represented about 100, it was a small agency, about 150 models and actors. And every once in a while, we would run into, some talent that really showed promise, and we would care for them, make sure, kind of held their hand and go with them to photo shoots, different jobs that would work, just to make sure that they were on point and give them all the tools that were necessary for them to really thrive in the industry. And I was working with this one model with one of these photographers, and the photographer had hired me to do the hair and the makeup for this particular shoot. And we just decided we were going to do what we wanted to do instead of what the photographer wanted. And we just went crazy. It was completely avant-garde, totally outside of the box. Needless to say, the photographer was very angry. He hated it, and he never called me again to work, but that was when, Smudge Prince was born, doing what we do. That's when it was born. And it was necessary. I would do it all over again because it pushed me. I mean, I went hard. We went hard. We grinded. And today, I mean, we're so blessed to be able to do what we love. Like I said, I'd do it all over again. So it was great.
That's a very beautiful story. So tell me, you went to the University of St. Louis.
I did, St. Louis University, yes.
And what did
you study?
That was a great school. What was your study?
I have a BA in English literature, so I was still studying the arts even then. But it's so funny because I was supposed to be a lawyer. I was in the pre-law program. but what ended up happening was my mother died at the end of my junior year, and it really put things into perspective for me. I realized, although I appreciated the law, that it wasn't going to truly make me happy, and life was too short. So I decided I packed up all my things, all the things I could fit in my vehicle at the time, and I drove on my first road trip alone to Atlanta, and I dove in. I had $200 in my pocket, and I was like, I'm going to make this work. And I did. I did. It was great. It was hard. I'm not going to say it was easy, but it was the best thing I ever did. I found everything that I ever wanted and needed in life here. Yeah.
I see. That's a very profound story. We're getting an echo. Is there a speaker on? Either of you listening to the speakerphone?
It may be cold
on. I'm getting some feedback. We'll proceed.
Is it better now?
It's only when I speak, but okay. It stopped. It stopped. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are brought to you by Lalibela's Ethiopian Restaurant. They are located at 5633 North Ashland in Chicago, Illinois. For the finest in Ethiopian cuisine, for the finest in service, for the finest in decorum, for the finest in food. I want to tell you, you will never forget your experience at Lalibela's Ethiopian Restaurant. They're located again at 5633 North Ashland in Chicago, Illinois. And don't forget about your snacks. Some of you like late night snacks. I don't subscribe to them, but if you should, go to Popcorn Haven. They're located conveniently on the southwest side of Chicago at 111th and Cicero, and they have over 500 flavors for your advertising. So hustle over to Popcorn Haven. That's right, Popcorn Haven at 111th and Cicero. You'll be glad that you did. And we're black with Sister Renata Bell and Brother Dennis Bell. So let me ask you, Sister and Brother, what was it like the first time you got paid for rendering the service that you like doing?
Well, for me, the first time that I got into really just getting paid for art, it was pretty much as a late teen, doing graphic design. When we got paid, you know, our first time kind of getting rendered and all that stuff for photography, it was, it came really after we kind of put in some groundwork. And so I'll probably say about 3 months into really learning and kind of grinding it out, and then we took on like a real customer, and after we felt really comfortable in our craft.
And how did you celebrate your first payment for?
We put it in the bank. We held on to it.
So really, we treated it as this as if it didn't exist, and we just kept going.
Yeah.
So it didn't really matter because the payment wasn't what we were really after.
Yeah. I remember the first time I got paid professionally. I used to play bass at the time, and I got a gig. I was very bold. I was never shy. So I decided I had learned enough in my repertoire to represent myself and just do a bass solo show. And I went to this restaurant where they sold magnificent Haitian art. And the brother let me play, and I played for the dinner hour, and I made a whopping $4. It was very valuable to me, that $4. I'll never forget it. What did you study? I didn't get what you studied at St. Louis.
I have a BA in English Literature. I was in the pre-law program. I pretty much, I did things like explicate poetry and recite prose, you know, things of that nature. It was still very much within the classic art. So,
I see. And what are both of your signs?
I'm a big old Scorpio.
And I'm a Gemini.
That's very interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting. Very apropos also. The Gemini is the communicator as well as the Scorpio. And the Scorpio has a very keen eye for the future. They can look into the future. But anyway, let's take a listen to an artist I have here. His name is Bobo Green, and he's going to be on my show tomorrow night. And he's a very great artist, and we'll be right back with you. I'll play this part. Brother G.D. Hemmings, we'll be right back with you. Another Bill and Dennis Bill.
Thank you. beacon of light is what we are, and we were made to shine. In the light of Jesus' love, now people free your mind. If you seek, the good book says, you are sure to find true liberty. No Rasta say, it's time to stop being blind. I'm inspired by the Most High to sing this song to you. I'm inspired by the Most High that your words are always true. I'm inspired by the Most High to sing this song to you. I'm inspired by the Most High that your words are always true. I'm inspired by the Most High. Rasta inspired, I'm inspired, me never tired. Rasta inspired.
And Dennis Bell. I play in that band, G.D. Hemmings, and we'll be in New Mexico next week. And then we will be backing Dennis Brown's daughter, the famous Dennis Brown, the late Dennis Brown. His daughter, Marla Brown, has taken the mantle, and we will be playing for her. So we are looking for a great time in New Mexico on next week. Renata and Dennis, tell me, when did you decide, at what age did you decide that you were going to be an artist?
Yes. I don't think we decided. I think we just became.
Uh-huh.
It just was. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So there never was an other issue whatsoever that would entice you to do other than what you are on at this time?
I don't think I could live or be happy if this wasn't, if I wasn't doing this. I don't think, yeah, I couldn't continue.
I hear you.
So tell me, my eyes really opened up after going to a Salvador Dali exhibit. And it really gave me the confidence to be as bold as I wanted to be.
Where is that college located?
And it was an exhibit, an art exhibit.
Okay. Wow. Well, it's a blessing to have both of you committed and devoted to your gift. And I would like to ask both of you, for the aspirants in the audience who will be taking this show in on the podcast, what would you suggest 5 elements to be successful as you are for the young people to pursue?
The first thing is you need to dream. That's number one. You have to dream, and dream big. Do not be discouraged.
I would also say to be persistent and not afraid to make mistakes.
And to just continue, and don't stop until you have actually achieved what you set out to achieve.
Is that were absolutely enormous in your mind's eye, but yet you pursued it and you look back on it and you say, yeah. Can you give us an example of that aha feeling?
being published, you know, it, at first I thought it was necessary. I guess maybe for recognition and things of that nature. And while it's all great, it's like I said, it's not necessary because it doesn't necessarily, I don't know, feed my soul, so to speak. It is a beautiful thing, and it's something that we both are extremely grateful for. And it is great to see others recognize, you know, your dream and to appreciate it. But that's not, it's not the goal.
And how about you, Dennis?
Well, the aha moment was really just kind of seeing like our viewership, our fan base kind of grow. I get kind of a reality check a lot, like just around it. And actually, when we travel too, so we were in Chicago a few weeks ago, and there were people there that knew my wife from her work. So it was just
in Tennessee too.
Yeah, Tennessee. So when we travel, people recognize us and her, our brand. And that kind of always resets that aha moment. Being published as well, kind of seeing your work in magazines, also brings you kind of back to see that you kind of made like a big mark.
Yes. I'll never forget after I got my music in the library at BMI, and it was certified. And I walked out of the house with a bigger chest, and my head was a bit higher, because I feel like, hey, I got something I've contributed to the universe, you know.
Yes,
and it's me, you know, my fingerprint is on it, you know. So it's a beautiful feeling to be an artist. It is at times trying, but the rewards are well worth the trials that you go through. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Definitely.
So tell us about your vision for the future of Smudge Prints.
Absolutely. Our vision is to expand out. We're trying to scale our business in different areas of photography. We definitely want to take what we have, Smudge Prints, that brand, and make it into a fine art gallery quality type of business. And then we also would want to handle the family and portrait and entertainment stuff, probably in a separate brand or you know, kind of a subcategory of our business.
Wow. I wish you the best. Listen, I'm going to play a tune, and I would like you to hang up and call back, because this interference is ruining the sound. So would you kindly hang up and call back? Hopefully that'll clear this up.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Good things. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play this tune by Bobo Green called He Will Guide.
It's Anthony Green again. Haile Selassie, he's right here in my life. Jah will guide. From you now mixed with evil, Selassie, I will guide you. From you I lift you, Jah will guide. From you now mixed with evil, Selassie, I will guide you, yeah. Through the
that dark place, Jah will shine your light, yes. On that narrow road, he'll give you what you would ride. Over that steep hill, I know King Selassie will give you strength to climb. Across that deep and wide sea, yeah, he will put you on the other side. He will guide. From you now mixed with evil, Selassie, I will guide you. From you I lift you, Jah will guide. From you now mixed with evil, Selassie, I will guide you. Guide you, yeah. Just like Shedrach, Meshach, and Abednego, yeah. Through that fire I go and I never get burned. Now I'm singing these words to the whole wide world. Just I call, I little like the eye, he rules the world. He will guide. From you now mixed with evil, Selassie, I will guide you. From you I lift you, Jah will guide. From you now mixed with evil, Selassie, I will guide you. Guide you, yeah. Away from all the evil forces. Away from them and those who want to heed my play, yeah. Away, yeah, away, yeah, from all them and those boxed up everywhere.
Away, yeah, from all evil.
He will guide. From you now mixed with evil, Selassie, I will guide you. From you I lift you, Jah will guide. From you now mixed with evil, Selassie, I will guide you. Guide you, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. I lean, it's right by my side. I lean, always in a sunny green light. Oh, oh. My people hear what I say. He will guide you, till I see I will guide. I am guided through the rough times. I am guided all my life.
Yes, yes. We are Black with Renata and Dennis Bell, and we have a beautiful connection as of right now. And that was Bobo Green. He will be appearing on my show on tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then on the 6th, the next day, we have Sister Tia, just named Sister Tia. She is an artist that has performed in the U.K., and in Jamaica, and we are honored to have her on. She is an exquisite talent. Then on the 12th of November, we have Sister Fatima. Sister Fatima, and let me tell you, that is pending. The 19th, we have Sister Fiona Dennis. This sister creates the most exquisite dining experience you ever will imagine, and it is totally alkaline, it is totally nutritious, it is totally healthy, and I want to tell you, it is amazing. And she's going to be on my show on the 19th, and we will be discussing eating to live and eating to heal. That's right, you can heal as well as live just by eating properly. So we are Black and Renata Bell. Let me ask you two, it seems that your job is one of leisure, but I'm sure there are a lot of stress points. But how do you escape your job, and what do you do for relaxation?
Escaping the job is tough. yeah. When you work for yourself, you are always working.
Yeah.
So really, honestly, just recently, within the past few weeks, I take the evenings off. Once it's about 6 o'clock, I'm done. And I have to be done. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. You know, I have to focus on the family. So I'm forcing myself to take the time.
Yes, yes. Now, when you do that, do you still find that it seeps into your consciousness even while resting, laying down? I know as a musician, I can say I'm shutting it off, but I find myself doing fingering before I go to sleep, laying on the I like to sleep on the floor, and I'm doing fingering on the floor as if I'm playing it. It seems like I can't turn it off. How about you, Dennis?
For a very long time, it did. But as I said, just recently, incorporating more meditation has really helped. I definitely go to work in the beginning of the meditation, and then at some point I'm freed from it, and I can really let it go.
Uh-huh.
So that has helped. Yeah.
I've tried yoga as well, and it seems to be relaxing. So let me ask you, what do you have planned? I see that you do shows. You do road shows as well?
We don't necessarily do road shows, but we do travel for our work. We have had actually a collection of our work that was shown in the Louvre Museum in Paris, France, which was pretty awesome. But we have clients call us really from everywhere, and, you know, they fly us out to do, you know, our magic. And it's beautiful. It's a great feeling to know that people all over are interested enough to fly us out and, you know, take care of our lodging and everything.
Indeed,
just so we
indeed.
Can do what we love. Well,
yes, I find that exhilarating, just hearing about that. I love meeting people. That is another benefit of having this occupation. I meet so many beautiful artists weekly, and they all have different stories, and it just exhilarates me knowing people from all around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here, and time is waning, and we just want to give thanks for our beloved guests, Renata and Dennis Bell, and in closing, I would like both of you or one of you to give your contact information, how you can be contacted.
Sure. I just want to say, since we have a better connection now,
yes,
you can reach us at Chris and Renata Bell at smudgefriends.com. Our studio email is booking@smudgefriends.com. The way that you spell it is SMUDGED. ERNTZ.com. And that's the best.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you in Atlanta, go by, patronize Renata Bell and Dennis Bell business. I'm sure that you have needs. Atlanta is a growing city for commercialism and black businesses per se in the movie industry and all that. So I'm sure that you guys can utilize Renata and Dennis Bell. It's been an honor having you on there. Can we expect to have you on in the future?
Absolutely.
Yes, we would love to come back.
Give thanks. Kindly follow the show at the end when you listen to playback. Kindly follow it. I need your statistics. And with that, I bid you peace and blessings, everyone. Good night. Judah Ra.
Cool.